CliffCentral.com.
All right, yeah. It is time now for Collectomania. So, in Collectomania, a couple of weeks ago, in fact, it's a couple of months ago now, we had the terrific and amazing and absolutely charming Penny Stein join us. And she, of course, showed a tremendous selection of these incredible photographs of her with famous people who'd all been to South Africa, who she had met, many of them who she'd had conversations with. People who she still to this day knows, some of them are very, very famous, Lionel Richie, you know, Tina Turner. We had all the most famous people who've ever been to South Africa, as music performers particularly, but others as well. And she took us through her collection of photographs, which she has displayed beautifully in her house. Now, there's something else that Penny Stein has, and she returns for Collectomania this week, and this time she wants to show us her amazing collection of tea sets, as in teacups, tea saucers, teapots. And she is an entertainment, community and lifestyle PR and publicity specialist. But today she's here because she's also a crazy collector. Hello, Penny Stein. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you? You look so glamorous. It's nice to see you. How are you this morning?
Lovely.
Cheers.
You're drinking out of a very plain white teacup there. That's not one of the ones.
Because.
Yeah.
It's a very plain one, simply because I'm going to turn you around right now and I'm going to get this right because I want to welcome you to my tea room.
Wow, look at this.
No way.
Look at this. This is incredible. Okay.
What?
So if you're listening to the show and not watching, Penny just turned the camera around. And instead of us looking at her, we're now looking at this long dining room table. It must be, what, a 12-seater at least? Maybe even more.
22.
A 22-seater table. And on the table are hundreds of teacups, saucers, pots. The most beautiful and most varied collection I think we've ever seen on the show. This is absolutely astonishing. All right, so Pen, let's just let's start this conversation by reminding you, Collectomania brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. Penny, when did this mania start with tea sets?
So I think, you know, I was brought up in a home where tea was a normal day of life activity.
Mm-hmm.
A cup of tea. And of course, in my family, tea made everything right.
Absolutely. It still does. Still so, does, Penny.
It does. I mean, tea could fix the world.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever there was a family crisis or whenever somebody got sick, we'd all sit down and have a cup of tea. Uh-huh. And religiously, we would also have a biscuit with it or a piece of cake, which my mom would make.
Nice.
We didn't come, you know, my mom made cakes. And it was, you know, there's a lovely saying is that a party without tea and cake is just a meeting. And I'm so with them on that. So it started as a young girl. I'm a real tea drinker. I call myself a tea addict. Sometimes I think I need to go to tea rehab. But it's interesting. I'm very selective about what tea I drink. I'm also a hell of a selective about, you know, some plain chunky mug just doesn't cut it for me.
No, I,
but
horrible.
You it's, just can't it's, give me tea.
There is a
in
difference.
A chunky mug.
There is a difference if you drink tea out of a nice cup of China.
Oh,
it just
totally.
Tastes. It tastes better. The tea is lovelier. You feel more special and refined doing it. Everything improves, right? If you drink it out of some horrible, rough. Course
with some crappy slogan on it.
Ugh. And especially
not the crappy slogan. Oh no, Penny, no.
Yeah. No, that is so crap with a crappy slogan on it. You know, like, oh, you know, if you bring your chunky cup or a mug to me, I'm sorry, but I'm a total tea snob. What can I do?
All right, first things first here, let's just talk. Steph wants to know, milk or tea first? This is a very important question.
So this is the global question that has been going on for a couple of thousand years.
All right.
So I have my view and my husband has his view. Milk first for me, but milk after for him.
Yeah.
So we get two different – he's got this thing like, why would you put milk – and or even a sloppy tea bag in there. You've got to make it, then you've got to put the milk in and you put how much you want. Mm-hmm. I know, because I have so much experience, how much milk I need. And I know exactly how many twirls. No, I'm ridiculous. I'm
with you. I think it is a sign of tremendous sophistication if you can make a really good cup of tea. And people screw it up so badly. And there are people who like also, very, very milky tea, and people who like very, very sugary tea. And I think that spoils it, don't you?
Totally. And I mean, people who put sugar in the teapot and then serve it. Mm-mm. I'm a no sugar tea person.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Who would do that?
Okay, so let me just tell you about things people do, and then I'm going to show you the collection. So I'm lucky enough, really so blessed, try and be a tea addict and travel extensively. I could do a library of pictures of how tea gets served in various parts of the world. And I can tell you the only place where tea gets served properly is in England. Mm-hmm. The Americans, I'm sorry, know nothing about tea.
No.
Most places don't even have tea. Or they give you like a hot chocolate glass cup with tea in it. Or they give you some cappuccino cup that's got cracks or chips on it. And they put the hot water and the tea bag separate. But I don't know. It's just awful. It's just awful. And then also you go and you get those chunky steel things that have already half bent. So when you pour your tea, it all pours out. Instead of the funnel, it pours out the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, those ones that the caterers buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it all pours out the top instead of the funnel. And there's nothing worse than a messy teapot, I have to tell you. But Gareth, I do have to tell you, I take my Five Roses with me everywhere. I'm not sponsored by them. I don't know them. I never met them.
I
most probably own a tea plant with the amount of tea I've bought all my life. Twinings makes a great tea.
Yes.
I'm not a rooibos tea person.
No, me neither.
But Twinings makes a great, and I love all these kind of names, you know, Lady Afternoon, Lady Breakfast, Smoky Grey. I mean, these names like Fortnum and Mason in London, who are classic tea people, have come up with, everyone's doing tea. You can buy tea with any brand on it. It's never the brand. It's about the flavor.
You know,
I do love Earl Grey.
It's funny you say all of this, because I'm massively into also nothing too fancy. I don't mind a bit of Five Roses. Yeah. Very good, right? I don't love the rooibos, although I know people who only drink rooibos and they're very particular about it. But it is the best thing, and I think tea is wonderful. If you make a good cup of tea, it almost substitutes for a meal as well. You don't need much more.
Totally. Totally. Right. But, you know, there's also a quick question about tea leaves or tea bags.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have the time and the patience, obviously tea leaves are fabulous. And it becomes an event with tea leaves. You know, you've got to let them draw, da-da-da-da-da. But not everyone has the time for that. So, I mean, if you treat yourself occasionally and then you need a good strainer. All right, let's start here.
All right. So we're going to look at particular parts of this collection now. Let's get into it.
I'm not going to go through everything because there's a lot. But I'm going to go through, first of all, interesting. This is what all the South Americans drink their tea out of.
What is it?
I got this in the furthest place. It's called The End of the World in Ushuaia. It's got a silver spoon.
Ooh. Wow.
This has got a hallucinogenic in it. I'm not ready to see pink elephants flying yet, but it has a straw, if you can see, and you suck the tea out the top. Every person in South America has one of these in their hands in the streets. And, you know, it's so cold in some of these places.
Right.
Okay. This set, I support Jenna Clifford enormously. It's her classic rose set.
Beautiful.
She's famous for her roses. This is another favorite. Just look how magnificent this is. You actually need to put a deposit down when you drink out of this cup in my house.
Very pretty.
This is made by Kenny from Vukani Creatives in Alex, and I got a beautiful set from him. Oh my God, they're masterpieces.
That looks amazing.
And this is the cake, the biscuit platter that goes with it.
Beautiful.
They're absolutely gorgeous. Look at them.
And definitely Penny, has anybody broken one of these while they've been at your house for tea? And you use them, right? You don't just put you don't put them on display. You actually use them. They must be used.
No, what the heck? If it breaks, it breaks.
Yeah.
It breaks. What am I waiting for?
Yeah, exactly.
Gareth, right. I got this. Look at this. Look how clever this is. Here's the lid.
Mm-hmm.
Here's cup number one.
Yes.
Here's cup number two.
Uh-huh. There's the sugar bowl.
And there's the teapot.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's very, very clever. That's fantastic.
That's cute. Okay. This is Clementina van der Velde, very famous South African.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real collector's piece. This is also locally made. I'm not sure by who. Lauren Kaplan, 2011. This is a very famous, and I'm sure you recognize this print. This is an original Mary Mecker Scandinavian from Helsinki. She started the poppies. The Scandinavians make magnificent, practical teapots. This is beautiful. This is a George Jensen Scandinavian.
Right.
These are all my English, and you know what? I'll whip through them quickly, but they're all Royal Doulton, Royal Albert.
Yes.
You know, all the classic English antiques are all roses. It's all floral.
Yes.
These are very affordable. Lovely for one, Maxwell Williams.
Yes,
very
that's
affordable.
Nice. Yes.
These are Art Decos. I mean, these are, these feel like paper. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
Here's a serious teapot. If you have a look at the size of that compared to this, you'll see what I'm talking about.
How many cups do you get out of that pink one?
This pink thing, I've never tried it. Somebody bought it for me for a gift. I'm sure it makes terrible tea. I'm too scared to try it. I'm sure. Okay, there's another Jenna Clifford teapot. Again, the roses.
Yeah.
This is locally made. This is my most recent Peter Motabeni, which was given to me by a girlfriend for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
This pastel collection with the gold was given to me as a gift by a girlfriend who lives in LA. Her mom passed. She inherited it. She said it's so not her. So she gave me the entire set.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
This is a delight. This is my Bonnie and Clyde. Look.
That's so cool.
There's your my Bonnie and Clyde. Isn't that cute? Very cute. Don't worry. Yours is coming up, Gareth. I think this is Gareth's teapot I'm coming to. Okay, so these are a little bit of kitsch that I got years and years ago. Little cabbages, little house.
That's very
little
cool.
Little teddy bear, which I'm waiting to give to my granddaughter when she's... Okay, so this is very English. And Gareth, I think this is your kind of teapot, horse and hound.
Oh, very good. It's got a hunting scene in it. That's also very English. But it looks quite fancy.
I can imagine this with your dogs and, you know, this is your sort of teapot.
For sure.
Am I right or wrong?
Well, you know what? Yeah. To me, I choose because I'm more of a pragmatist. I like a teapot that pours properly. And I won't lie to you. Some of the best tea I've ever had is out of those aluminium ones. You know that the caterers make? That you can buy cheap as cheap. You know, they cost, I don't know, 30 Rand or whatever. But they make the best tea. So although these are far more beautiful than those, I do feel that the best tea is sometimes made by the ugliest pots.
Okay. It can happen. Here's another one.
All right.
This is Art Deco.
Very good.
This is actually a coffee set. It's got very small little cups. I mean, I just put this here because it's so lovely. There again is another. These are monster teacups. I got them as a gift.
Now, that's an interesting discussion. I mean, how big should the average teacup be? Because the English make small teacups that you basically have, 10 sips and the tea's finished. And I think that's quite good if you've got people that you don't want to stay all day. But Some people like a big mug and you know, a liter of tea. I don't think that's very nice.
So I'll tell you what I find with the big cups is it gets cold quicker.
Mm.
So by the time you're halfway through it, it's already like lukewarm and going bordering on cold. So it's not an option for me. This is Jenna Clifford's new range, which she sent to me. It's her pilot range.
Oh,
she wanted my comments. So I'm testing it out and sending it back and giving her my comments on how everything it works. I think it's pretty lovely.
And just so for the people who are not watching and who are listening, it's all a black and white thing that she's busy doing now.
It's black and white.
Looks very, very nice.
It's black and white roses. It's her black rose. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's new.
Okay.
I mean, her stuff is really lovely and affordable and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
These are magnificent. These are Royal Albert's.
Right. So we're back to the English with all their roses.
Yeah. This, I have to tell you, must be 130 years old, this green set. Mm.
Wow.
This was my late grandmother's, it was my mother's, and then I inherited it. So it's this green with roses.
That looks
with
lovely.
With a cake plate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just beautiful. They're just beautiful.
And again, thing about those is they it's terribly thin china. So it's very fragile, but man, it's just to drink tea out of that just makes you feel very much more special and sophisticated and fancy than to drink it out
and
of
you
some
know,
New York mug.
You know, I'm of the view, quite honestly, that having tea is an event and everything. And tea has to go with cake and a biscuit. It's an event. It's not just, there's nothing worse. I mean, tea for me is a celebration of, I mean, it's not like we're sitting in the office and I'm drinking tea, but it's a celebration with friends. They all know I'm a tea drinker. They all know they're going to get tea. Forget about cappuccino. I don't even know how to use the cappuccino machine.
But Penny, also, I mean, there's a difference between the sort of tea party where you would be, you know, if you're just having tea at home, do you sometimes just make a mug, or do you always have a teapot and do it properly?
No, proper teapot, because I can't get going until I've had at least a teapot in the morning.
Okay, I got you.
I can't talk.
Okay.
I'm in a bad mood. I don't talk to me. I need my entire... Yeah. So this is... I didn't take everything out, but I've taken some interesting ones out, and... I think I've covered
again. Just to let people who aren't watching this on YouTube and who are listening, Penny has got the most enormous table, and she's only put out a few of her tea sets because she can't actually fit them all on the table. But it's taken
crazy,
up the entire table, and you've been through what, I don't know, 20, 25 sets with us this morning, and we still aren't even finished. Yeah. All right.
No.
Some opinions. So Tembisa wants to know, she brings out the teapot and a teapot blanket or a tea cozy. And people always look at me funny, but I love it. It shows that I care for my guests. Do you agree with Tembisa about tea?
Oh, I'm so with her. 100%, 10 out of 10. But what does her tea cover look like?
Yes, because it's revolting.
Is it a
crochet? It's revolting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it a little crochet, like a toilet crochet, or is it just one of those lovely old-fashioned covers that used to have a bit of fluff inside, you know, a bit of a stuffing to keep it warm? That's such a beautiful old-fashioned thing. And you know, she's so right. That actually is love and care, in my view. Well done.
Yes, but I will again say that there are those horrible tea cozies that are really, really ugly, and from the 70s especially. You know the kind that I mean.
Oh, no, totally. It's normally that crochet sort of vibe.
And you know they're never washed.
Yes, and they've got spills on them and milk, old milk on them and stuff, you know.
All right.
Well, milk's another issue,
Well, there's some people who like hot milk, some people who like cold milk, some people who don't mind using that long life milk, which I feel makes tea nasty. And you get those people who have the almond milk, or people who have, soy milk. These days it's complicated, right? You probably need all of that stuff on your table there, Penny, because sometimes you have guests who have such bizarre needs.
Listen, I come from a gigantic family with the most weirdest, bizarre needs. I'm so used to non-fat, half-fat, glucose intolerant. You know, you can throw anything at me, and nothing shocks
now,
me. But
you say that, but I mean, there's some things that I always have a bit of a problem with. I don't find it possible to drink tea out of a glass mug.
Oh no, that is just oh God! And you know, how dare they do it? Like, how dare you do it? It's just like, what is it? And you know, or they give you, you know, those glass hot chocolate mugs.
Mm.
Oh, and they make tea in that.
Mm-mm.
Like, and then they give you a teaspoon. Well, before we had COVID, and the teaspoon was too short.
Yes.
So how the heck are you meant to get it out?
Yep.
You put your a fork in there, and then you break the tea bag. I mean, it's just horrible. It's just nasty and horrible.
So Carl is giving me some shit here. Carl says, Gareth, I used to think you were cool with your New York. I have a little a cappuccino, not a cappuccino, a sort of an espresso mug. Now I realize you're just uncouth and uncivilized, Shane. Well, yes, Carl, clearly I am.
I'll
take that. Michelle says, Penny, I love all your collections. I collect teapots. Thank you so much for sharing your wonderful collection.
That's lovely. Yeah. You should ask people to send in some of their collections.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, teapot collectors and teacup collectors will always adore other people's stuff. It's just a love that you have.
Do you go to people's houses sometimes and offer to buy their tea sets from them just because they're so nice?
not really. I don't think they would sell them if they had a go. I'll tell you, my sister has some fabulous stuff. And I often hint at, you know, like, why don't you just give it to me? Or why don't you just lend it to me? And she's just not interested.
No,
and, you know, I say, what are you going to leave it to me? We're both going to be gone. And then what? I'm never going to have the pleasure of having it. That's why I said, like, what's the point of keeping all of this stuff for when I'm gone? What the hell? Use it now. If it breaks. So what?
So you've taught us a few really useful lessons here. It's all good and well to have these collections, but you must use them. It's no point in having them stored in a cupboard. If you've got people coming around for tea, use the fancy stuff. Use the stuff that's in your collection. Do not keep it on display, even if it's very valuable and one of a kind.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I think Penny's
bring out the fine china.
Yeah, I mean, that's very, I think she's frozen there. We'll try and get her back in a second. But I mean, oh, there she is. Okay.
Okay, I'm now with
back.
You. Yeah.
Sorry, there we go. So you've got to use the stuff.
Absolutely. And you know, let me tell you something. I'm 60. I started this when I was young. So this is a lifetime of collecting. Collecting doesn't have to be expensive too, you know. You find deals, you find people who are emigrating, you find people whose children have inherited things and they don't want them and they give them to you because they just, A, don't have the space or they don't have the interest. You know, I'm of the view that there are so many antique shops and, you know, Cape Town's got great ones, but there's so many in Gauteng. Even if you own two little cups or one for yourself, that's beautiful. And that's how you start a collection.
Well, and I also think there's something very valuable in turning day-to-day things, mundane daily things, into rituals that mean something to you. And if you use the right stuff and you have, you know, if you have nice teacups and you have the right tea, the one that you like, and you have lovely little spoons and things, it makes everything, it makes it an exciting ritual that you look forward to every day instead of some schlep. Oh no, I have to make a cup of tea before I can start my day. Rather make it fun.
And I'm very into this reusing story on every level, from clothing to crockery to pots, pans, cups, tea. Use it, reuse it. Why do we need to put more stuff into, you know, the world? Why don't we just use it?
What we already got.
Recycle, give away, let others enjoy some of your pleasurable things. when you have a lot, and I give a lot away too. I mean, if you come and say, I love this, oh, I had the best cup, the chances are I'm going to say, take it home. But you just, it's about sharing. Tea, an event, is about caring, friendship. Normally you talk about all your problems over a cup of tea, or what a bad day you had, or what a good day you had, or whatever it is. It's a social event. It's the same as a coffee. My husband Aubrey is a coffee drinker, and he has cappuccinos, and that's their story. I have teas. So we're all different, you know.
Well,
enjoy it.
What do you think of
I mean, and the
woman who puts the what? I think we lost her there for a second. Sharon says, what about condensed
that
milk?
She's put warmth. Like her warmth is coming through.
Oh, yeah.
You know, her kindness is coming through.
That's Tembisa. She was. She says it's very important. Now, Sarah says, in the Middle East, tea is typically drunk in a glass.
Yes. You know, we all have our different things. But when you get to my age, you finally find the thing that works for you. And I'm not scared to say that. I've gone through 70,000 cups of teas in my life to find
the ones
my
that
perfect
you like.
Little cup.
Right.
Ooh. I mean, is that so terrible? No.
Sharon says,
if I have to take my teacup with me, I'll take it. Do you know what I mean?
What is Sharon? Sharon's comment here is condensed milk with tea is the best. Ooh, I don't know about that.
Ooh. Yeah, there are people who do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are. Winter is, you know, winter time. There are people. You know, everybody, it often tea drinking has to do with where you come from. So if you come from your family where no one drank tea, and there are millions of people like that, or no one drank coffee, then it's not a thing, you know, if it wasn't a ritual.
Mm.
If your mum or your gran or your gogo or your uncle or your auntie used to put condensed milk in when you were a kid, you'll remember that.
Yeah.
You know, these are the things that you, because it tasted so delicious. That was a sweet, beautiful moment. So you remember these things. Me, it was my granny who had this, and I never will forget it, this ghastly fly net. Over the milk jug.
Yes, I remember those.
You know those things?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell, with the flies in Gauteng, I've also got ghastly little nets with beads on them. Okay. I mean, how many flies do you find in your cup of tea and milk? Many. These monster flies that fly around here.
Listen, thank you so much for sharing your collection with us. I just love it when you're on. People loved you the last time. They're loving you this time as well. And it's always great to see what makes people happy. You know, these are the things that we do every day that make us happy. And a cup of tea, as you said, you know, a cup of tea is a place for you to talk about your problems with your friends. But it's also a place where a lot of gossip in Gauteng happens, right? I mean, a lot of people gossip over a cup of tea, sipping tea, literally.
Mm. Or they're trying to save the world. Mm, yeah,
that's also true.
Right now they're trying to save the world over a cup of tea. Trust me.
Absolutely right, Penny. Yeah, you're fantastic. It's lovely to see you, and thank you very much for being on the show.
Lovely. Thank you. Take good care of you, all of yourselves.
Lots of love.
Go and have a nice cup of tea now.
That's
okay?
Exactly the plan. I'm about to go and do exactly that. That's Penny Stein and her incredible collection of tea sets, tea cups. Pots of tea, just the most beautiful stuff. And if you want to see any of that, then you can obviously go and check it on the YouTube channel. And we put up a couple of pictures as well. What a terrific collection. Unbelievable. If you've got a collection that you want to share with us, let us know, because we want to make sure everybody else hears about it too. And you can bring that to us with the South African Gold Coin Collection and Gold Coin Exchange, rather, and the Scoin Shop. You can check them out at scoinshop.com. That's S before the word coinshop.com. It's all one word, scoinshop.com. And go and see whether you might want to start a collection of something that actually appreciates in value. And if you don't know it, over the last couple of weeks with Russia and Ukraine being in the news, gold price has gone sky high, and you probably want to be on that train. So if you're looking to diversify your portfolio and also protect your assets, gold is never a bad idea. So go and get your first gold coin, or even a silver one, or even a piece of one, because you can do that these days by talking to the guys at the Scoin Shop, and they'll help you out. Might as well start now. There's no time to invest like the present. And if you are a collector and you want to share your collection with us, let us know by sending us an email to contact@cliffcentral.com. Cliffcentral.com.